We all love the National Football League draft. It's become a phenomenon. In fact, there's more mock drafts available than apps for your phone. But what about the guys that sneak through the cracks? Some of the greatest players in NFL history weren't even drafted. How about quarterback Kurt Warner? He always comes up in that discussion. Or San Diego tight end Antonio Gates. Then there's Arian Foster, the running back currently of the Houston Texans. The Chiefs also have some guys on that list. Brian Waters comes to mind, the perennial Pro Bowl offensive lineman. But maybe the greatest undrafted player in Chiefs history was running back Priest Holmes.
Power play, off left tackle, Holmes gets a great block. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Undrafted, he became a Raven, was part of their Super Bowl championship team in 2000, but the Chiefs picked him up in 2001, and Priest Holmes became an icon, not only as a runner, but as a receiver. That started at the end of 2001, but he really blossomed in 2002. And a watershed game for Priest Holmes, who will be inducted this week into the Chiefs Ring of Honor as part of Alumni Weekend, was against none other than this week's opponent, the New York Jets. In an October game in the Meadowlands, the Chiefs had lost 14 straight road games to the AFC East, but it was about to change because of Holmes. Kansas City had to drive 78 yards for the winning touchdown late in the game. 72 of the 78 yards belong to Priest Holmes. Again, Holmes was not only a good runner, he had become an outstanding receiver as well. 34 seconds left in the game, quarterback Trent Green found Priest Holmes on a little dump-down pass. He darted left. He stiff-armed a defender, was hit by two different Jets as he hurtled into the end zone for the winning touchdown. A great rally by Kansas City to win a key road game, but it also set up Priest Holmes to be the 2002 National Football League Offensive Player of the Year.